Recording. Okay, it's Diana Brand, and I'm at Horsey Manor interviewing Glenn Heaton, and it's the 22nd of December 2014. So Glenn, could you tell me how you got involved in Horsey?
Well, we had decided shortly after we were married that we wouldn't stay within the reaches of London. And we actually lived in Nutley in Sussex, which was halfway between London and Brighton and Eastbourne. And with a family, we felt very strongly we wanted to remove them from the influences, if you like, of the city and the town, because drugs were just beginning to come in. And we thought, well, Somerset was a place that we liked very much. We decided that Somerset was the direction, or really the West Country was the direction to go in. Brian had a meeting at Horsey in, I think it was about 1966-67. And I came down with him, and it was only just for a couple of days. The meeting was here at Horsey. And after that, I mean, we were quite smitten with Horsey. It was homely, it was lovely, a real country residence, which confirmed our ideas of moving to the southwest. And about, I mean, how we were actually contacted is a bit vague, really. But about 1968-69, we decided, because we'd heard that managers were going to be required for Horsey, and it was just up Brian's street, so to speak, because he was working for the southeast area of England for the folk dancing, organising and so on. So we sort of came down. I'm just trying to remember a logical sequence, because things have been compacted, really. But anyway, we decided to come down, and we arrived here in 1969. And Brian sort of came up to the manor here to work and be involved in sort of with the thought of taking over from Marjorie and Donald when they were due to retire sort of in about a year's time. We had a bit of gentle pushing, I think one would call it, in the direction of Marjorie and Donald, because having made the decision to retire, obviously they needed to move on. And it was obvious that, they weren't ready for retirement. At least we certainly felt they weren't. And we refused quietly not to do any pushing, because by then Marjorie and Donald had become very good friends of ours. And gradually we decided that really, with accommodation that was offered, that we could not cope with two children in an adult household and our animal population, as it was. And we looked for a house that was sort of local to Horsey, and we were lucky to find Brambletye, which is just literally a mile down the road, which meant that I would be at home looking after the children. I had to opt out because I just refused. I felt that my place was with the children and sort of the home at that point in time.
Why wasn't Horsey appropriate for you?
Well, the accommodation was just too small. I did, on as many occasions as I could, come up to support Brian and generally to help him do whatever up here. But obviously with two children, one just starting school, one just 9 months old, learning to walk. I mean, during the day for a couple of hours whilst Richard was at school, that was fine here, but not with an adult company all the time.
What can you remember of the activities here at that time? Can you
remember? Oh, yes. I mean, Horsey was just full of music, dance and song. It was an amazing place, and over the latter years, it's become a quieter venue, should I say. But no, the whole place was vibrant, it was alive, it was fantastic. And it was everything we ever wanted, or sort of had dreamed of. We sort of had dances Saturday nights, people locally would come in, and it was well supported by the local people too. People would travel far and wide across England to come down to Halsey. Christmas was a big time when, if you decided you wanted to come to Halsey for Christmas, you really had to get your booking in very early indeed. And Marjorie and Donald loved Christmas here, as indeed everybody did. And there were a few traditions, really, to keep things moving slowly. And one of which at Christmas was that after Christmas dinner, the men would do the washing up and the clearing. And I know I was sort of in the hall and the call went out, where are the men? So I came into the library to chivvy them up, and I was met by a sea of bodies asleep in chairs. A vision I will never forget.
Did you wake them up?
We did. But, you know, that was just one of the fun traditions. And after Christmas, Marjorie and Donald would make sure that all the greenery, the house didn't have any tinsel or anything of that sort. It was green decoration. And January the 6th arrived, and all the greenery had to be collected and brought into the hall, and it was gradually burnt on the fire in the hall, and we all stood around enjoying a glass of wine. And it was a lovely family grouping of staff together. It was really great. And there were other traditions. I mean, there was open day, which was sort of obviously midsummer when the weather was good. There were dances midsummer evening, which some were held up on the tennis courts there and some down below here. And generally, you know, that sort of tradition existed, which was lovely. Another one which was quite sort of domesticated, I should think you should call, is the candelabra in the, well, we used to call it the lounge before the bar was fitted. That would be taken down very carefully with a stepladder in the middle of the room and Donald climbing up and Marjorie handing the bits down. And the staff were all allocated a bit of the chandelier and we all had to clean it up, and it was gradually reassembled and put back again at the end of 2 or 3 days. And it was great because, again, we were all working as a team. It wasn't just fragmented bodies in and around. And really, I mean, we lacked a maypole, which I felt strongly ought to be here. And later on, over the years, when I was sort of helping to run the Friends of Halsey, we sort of managed to raise the funds and we had a maypole put up. And we also bought the wassail apple tree, which is in the grounds at the moment. So that at least those sort of traditions go on. I can't think of anything.
What, are you a dancer yourself?
I was a dancer, yes, but unfortunately I've got various back troubles, so I just can't put my back in hazard. I've had to give up all sorts of things. Which I find frustrating.
But you used to dance here, obviously.
Yes, 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 yes. And the room was always full of people, full of noise, magic, and the house was just alive. It was lovely. And during the week, we called it the bread and butter days when conferences would come in, which financially supported other things that went on here.
Are we talking about the 70s now?
Yes, 70s and sort of into the 80s, yes, yes.
And what happened during the 90s? Were you still involved with...
Well, I went back into full-time teaching when the children started school. And it was a job at least that fitted in with school hours. and I can do a lot of my schoolwork at home and very early in the morning. So it really, from my point of view, it suited me fine. So my involvement really with Halsey became less and less. And again, because of the lack of babysitters at the time and Brian was in and outing, I was the chief sort of home sitter in the evenings. But things changed when Marjorie and Donald actually left. We had a succession of managers. They may have stayed for 2 or 3 years. But they didn't have the same depth of feeling, I think I would say, for Halsey. You either love this place or you hate it, as it were. And somehow, you know, they couldn't really make up their minds whether they liked it. I think probably because, for the most part, they weren't folk dancers, born and bred. You know, they weren't into it in any depth. And I think that made a difference.
And nowadays?
Nowadays, well, it's lovely because over the last 4 or 5 years, things have begun to look up here. And certainly with a new manager again, folk dancing and music and song is beginning to come up the ladder. And suddenly you begin to hear Halsey being talked about again, which is great. Because it's a marvellous little jewel, this, in the sort of local area. And it just needs to be promoted, which has been done, and it's good. It's good. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, well, I think that's probably...